This is Learning Innovation, the Teaching and Learning Podcast, also known as Little Pod. We are created by Lethbridge College's Center for Teaching, Learning, and Innovation, located in Lethbridge, Alberta, Canada, on the traditional lands of the Blackfoot Confederacy. In the spirit of EDI and Niitsitapi Simpstan, or Real Thinking, we play host to a spectrum of guests from the teaching and learning community. As we highlight and explore innovation in education, we hope to kindle warm conversations, expand perspectives, and foster lasting partnerships today, tomorrow, and beyond. The future of learning starts now. Okay, and welcome to episode number 31 of The Little Pod. Today's guest is Rich McHugh from the University of Victoria in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. Rich is the manager of the U of Vic Library's Digital Scholarship Commons, and he's joining us to talk about makerspaces in academia. Welcome, Rich.
Hi, Donna. Thank you very much for having me on today.
So, Rich, I've been hearing the word makerspaces floating around for a while now. Can you tell me what they are?
A makerspace, typically you'll find them in schools, university, and colleges, and they're a space that have a variety of tools for students to use to either work on academic work or just to pursue a passion of theirs. So typically you'd find things like electronics kits like Arduinos, Raspberry Pis. You'd find 3D printers. Some of them would include shop equipment like woodworking equipment or metalwork. In the library that I'm in, we have mainly cleaner, less noisy tools. So we've got 3D printers, electronics. We just got a laser cutter that's not too noisy. But again, they're just to allow students, and in our case, students, faculty, and staff to experiment, pursue ideas they have, and explore, and hopefully make interesting things.
That sounds very interesting and sounds like it would encourage a lot of creativity.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I taught a class or two classes this morning from the education faculty. They're math educators on using 3D design and 3D printing in K-7 classrooms. So it was a lot of fun working with them, showing them some of the possibilities and then just letting them explore 3D design work, and then each of them got to print off something at the end of the class time that they could take home and show off to their friends or do whatever they wanted with.
That's an application that I actually would never have thought of. So there must be many applications beyond that then.
Yeah. For 3D printing, sometimes our very first print job was a student who designed a replacement trigger for his roommate's Nerf gun that he broke, just as one example. The second print job was actually a graduate student who exported a model of a mathematical formula out of Mathematica and wanted to 3D print that so she could put it on the table in front of her while she defended her dissertation. We usually tell people that that was the first print job, but in reality, it was the trigger for the Nerf gun.
Yes, that probably sounds more academic, I guess, than the trigger for the Nerf gun. Wow, that's really amazing. Yeah. And so are faculty using this as well?
Yes. Not as many faculty, but we do have faculty who regularly take our workshops and use our equipment. The one thing that, especially here at UVic, we do have an engineering department and they have a number of 3D printers and other equipment. But typically, those are just limited to the people who are in the mechanical engineering department, for example. So even the software engineers typically come over here to do any 3D printing that they'd like, just because they can't get easy access to equipment that are specifically tied to faculties or departments.
And what about some of the other, you mentioned some other tools that were in the makerspace aside from the 3D printer?
Yeah, so we've got a laser cutter that we've almost got ready for people to use, and it allows you to cut or engrave on things. So wood, for example, up to about 6 millimeters, and you can make cases for computers or I actually made some business cards just because I ran out of business cards and thought it'd be fun to have a sort of a maple, you know, quite thin business card. You can engrave on glass and metal. But it's a really nice prototyping tool for people who are looking to test out ideas and prototype, and could even be the final product depending on what they're doing.
Now, that sounds like a tool that maybe you need some safety equipment or knowledge.
Yeah, there is a laser. Yeah, the way that we've set it up, they would just submit their job, and then we'd have one of our interns or one of our student employees actually run it. We might have students actually come in and do it, but they'd have to do a fair bit of training before they operated it. And really, it is just loading in a file and then pressing go. So it's not hard to do, but if a fire starts or something like that, you need to know what to do. So.
Oh, well, that's really exciting. And what about some of the other tools?
We've got electronics kits, like I mentioned, so Arduino and Raspberry Pi. And.